Kampala resident Mujisha Alshaza says he will not take a jab because the vaccines have not had the test of time. He says he fears a long impact on his health.
Not that I wouldn't take it for the greater good, but I don't think I'm conversant with putting my life on the line for something that they're not sure of. And if it's like how we grew up taking medication, they tell you this one will work, this one will not work.
Nakato Amina also says she will monitor how the vaccine affects others.
Me, I would not take the vaccine. I don't trust it, though some can trust, but I can't. Others can take, me, I can't.
At least 40,000 plus people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Uganda, leading to 334 deaths, according to the Ministry of Health. It says the government wants to have at least 45 million doses of the vaccine and an additional 22 million doses for refugees. The first batch of 864,000 of AstraZeneca will arrive today, Friday, with vaccinations start by the end of next week. Another Kampala resident, Emmanuel Abamile, says the government should sensitize the population on the possible side effects of the vaccine.
Let it be once. It will work on us. The government give us, it will work on us. Because why is it coming that we have to sign? It will bring side effects. The government is also doubting whether it will work, it will not work. Because we believe that he have approved the what he is going to give us.
Health Minister Ruth Jane Acheng says the government is doing what can to ensure the vaccine is safe.
We are using a software to enter the names of the persons and the dose that is given, hence the requirement for a national ID, so that we can account for all the doses.
Utaji Stephen says he's ready to be inoculated.
I believe they should be safe. There are so many people who are checking for it, so you cannot have misgivings that probably it's dangerous to your health or something like that. If there's that opportunity to be vaccinated, I believe it should be very safe for us.
The government has said it has procured vaccines mainly from India and China. Officials say they vaccinate at least 21 million Ugandans, or some 49% of the population, starting with the most vulnerable people and essential workers who are at risk, such as health officials, reporters, and teachers. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinjini, Kampala, Uganda.